Household number 11. This is from the chapter on Genesis, S&H 15. Spiritual narrative continued. That is stated because the paragraph immediately above this is where the subtitle begins, spiritual narrative. But it's not a part of the quotations that Mary Baker Eddy included as her instructions to her household. Spiritual narrative continued. The harmony and immortality of man are intact. We should look away from the opposite supposition that man is created materially and turn our gaze to the spiritual record of creation, to that which should be engraved on the understanding and heart with the point of a diamond and the pen of an angel. John Sinton offers this. It is at this point that the Elohim of the first record is dropped for the Lord God Jehovah of the second record. As we gaze into, quote, the might, majesty, and glory of infinite love, end of quote, which pervades this first record, we see through the poverty of mortality exposed in the second record. Thus, the spiritual record of creation is engraved indelibly with the point of a diamond and the pen of an angel, not the corroding pen of iron, as quoted in Jeremiah 17. And being is seen subjectively from the heart of divine principle. To further understand this, this is the last paragraph of the chapter on Genesis. And the previous paragraph, which was the parent node of this paragraph, which begins the harmony of immortality of man are intact, is as follows. Here the inspired record closes its narrative of being that is without beginning or end. All that is made is the work of God, and all is good. We leave this brief, glorious history of spiritual creation, as stated in the first chapter of Genesis, in the hands of God, not man, in the keeping of spirit, not matter, joyfully acknowledging now and forever God's supremacy, omnipotence, and omnipresence. So that's why she follows up, or let's put it this way, the last paragraph is the one that is the topic of this household number 11. And to repeat, it says as follows. The harmony and immortality of man are intact. We should look away from the opposite supposition that man is created materially and turn our gaze to the spiritual record of creation, to that which should be engraved on the understanding and heart with the point of a diamond and the pen of an angel. That concludes this paragraph, number 11, about the spiritual narrative.